Welcome to the GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need to know about the role of marketing for your OCR GCSE business exam. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is packed with the key concepts, exam techniques, and memory tricks that will help you pick up every available mark. Let's get started. So, what actually is marketing? A lot of students make the mistake of thinking marketing just means advertising, but marketing is so much broader than that. The OCR specification defines marketing as the process of identifying, anticipating, and satisfying customer needs profitably. That definition is worth memorizing word for word because examiners love to ask you to define it. Notice three key verbs there: identifying, anticipating, and satisfying. Marketing isn't just about telling people about your product. It starts right back at the stage of figuring out what customers actually want in the first place. Now, let's talk about the marketing mix, which is the absolute heart of this topic. You'll know it as the four P's: product, price, place, and promotion. Every single one of these elements must work together. Examiners call this an integrated marketing mix, and the best answers will always explain how the four P's link to each other and to the specific business in the question. Let's take each P in turn. Product. This refers to the good or service that the business is selling, its features, quality, design, branding, and packaging. A key concept here is the product life cycle, which shows how a product moves through four stages: introduction, growth, maturity, and decline. In the introduction stage, sales are low and costs are high because the business needs to invest heavily in promotion to build awareness. During growth, sales rise rapidly as more customers buy the product and word spreads. At maturity, sales peak, but growth slows because the market becomes saturated, meaning most people who want the product already have it. Finally, in decline, sales fall, often because newer products or changing tastes have made the product less desirable. Businesses can respond to decline by using extension strategies. Things like updating the product, finding new markets, or changing the packaging. A brilliant real-world example is the Nintendo Game Boy, which went through multiple extension strategies by releasing updated versions like the Game Boy Color and Game Boy Advance to keep the product relevant. Price. This is what the business charges for its product, and there are several pricing strategies you need to know. Penetration pricing means setting a low initial price to break into a market and attract customers away from competitors. This works well for new businesses or new products, but the risk is that profit margins are very low. Price skimming is the opposite, setting a high price at launch to maximize revenue from early adopters who are willing to pay a premium. Apple does this brilliantly with every new iPhone launch. Competitive pricing means setting your price in line with competitors, very common in supermarkets. Psychological pricing uses prices like £9.99 instead of £10 to make customers feel they're getting a better deal. And cost-plus pricing simply adds a profit margin on top of the cost of making the product. Straightforward, but it ignores what customers are actually willing to pay. Here's a really important chain of reasoning for your exam. If a business uses penetration pricing, this leads to higher sales volume, which means the business produces more units, which can lower the cost per unit through economies of scale, which can actually improve profit margins over time even though the price is low. That's the kind of developed analysis that earns marks at the top of the mark scheme. Place. This is about how and where the product reaches the customer, the distribution channel. Products can be sold directly to customers through a business's own website or shops, which is called direct distribution. Or they can go through intermediaries like wholesalers and retailers, which is indirect distribution. The rise of e-commerce has transformed this P enormously. A business like ASOS sells entirely online, cutting out physical retail costs and reaching a global customer base. Examiners expect you to link your answer about place to the specific type of business in the case study. A luxury brand might choose exclusive boutiques to reinforce its premium image, while a budget brand would want maximum availability through supermarkets and discount stores. Promotion. This is about communicating with customers to raise awareness and encourage purchases. There are two broad types: above-the-line promotion, which uses mass media like TV adverts, billboards, and national newspapers. Expensive, but reaches a huge audience. And below-the-line promotion, which is more targeted, like social media marketing, loyalty schemes, email campaigns, and sponsorship. The key question examiners want you to address is, which type of promotion is most appropriate for this specific business? A small local bakery doesn't need a national TV campaign. Targeted social media posts and local flyers would be far more cost-effective. Now let's talk about market research. Before a business can make any decisions about the marketing mix, it needs to understand its market. There are two types of market research: primary research and secondary research. Primary research, also called field research, involves collecting new data directly from customers. Methods include surveys, questionnaires, interviews, focus groups, and observation. The big advantage is that the data is specific to your business and completely up to date. The disadvantage is that it's expensive and time-consuming to carry out. Secondary research, also called desk research, involves using data that already exists. This includes government statistics, trade journals, competitor websites, and market research reports. The advantages are that it's cheap and quick to access. The disadvantages are that the data might be outdated, it might not be specific enough to your business's needs, and you can't control the quality of how it was collected. A very common exam mistake is getting these two confused. Remember, primary is personal and pricey. Secondary is speedy, but sometimes stale. That little alliteration might just save you a mark. Now let's move on to market segmentation. This is the process of dividing a market into distinct groups of customers who share similar characteristics. There are four main types of segmentation. Demographic segmentation divides customers by age, gender, income, or occupation. Geographic segmentation divides by location, country, region, urban versus rural. Psychographic segmentation divides by lifestyle, values, and personality. And behavioral segmentation divides by buying habits, brand loyalty, and how often customers use the product. Why does segmentation matter? Because it allows a business to target its marketing more precisely, which makes it more effective and avoids wasting money on people who are unlikely to buy. For example, a luxury car manufacturer like Rolls-Royce would segment by income and psychographics, targeting high net worth individuals who value exclusivity and status. Sending them the same marketing as a budget car brand would be completely ineffective. All right, let's move into exam tips and common mistakes. This is where you can really pick up extra marks. The number one mistake candidates make is giving generic analysis. Saying this will increase profit is not enough. You need to explain the mechanism, the chain of cause and effect. For example, using social media promotion will increase brand awareness among the target demographic of 16 to 24-year-olds, leading to higher website traffic, which should increase online sales revenue, improving the business's profit margin. That's a developed chain of reasoning, and that's what earns marks at level 3. The second common mistake is confusing product with promotion. Product is about what the good or service actually is, its features, quality, and design. Promotion is about how the business communicates with customers about that product. They are completely different, PEDS Ds. The third mistake is not applying your answer to the case study. OCR examiners are very clear about this. Generic answers will not reach the top mark bands. Every point you make must be linked back to the specific business, industry, or scenario described in the question. If the case study is about a small independent coffee shop, your answer about pricing strategy must reference that context, not just describe pricing strategies in the abstract. For command words, when you see explain, use the point, context, impact structure. State your point, apply it to the case study context, then explain the impact on the business. When you see analyze, build a chain of reasoning, show how one thing leads to another. When you see evaluate or assess, you must weigh up the arguments on both sides and reach a justified conclusion. The best conclusions use it depends on language. For example, whether penetration pricing is the best strategy depends on the business's cash flow position and how price sensitive its target market is. For the 9-mark extended response question, allocate around 10 to 12 minutes. Plan your answer first. Spend 2 minutes identifying the arguments for and against. Your conclusion must add genuine analytical value, not just repeat what you've already said. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Question one. What are the 4 P's of the marketing mix? 3 seconds. The answer is product, price, place, and promotion. Question two. What is the difference between primary and secondary research? 3 seconds. Primary research collects new, original data directly from customers. Secondary research uses existing data from external sources. Question three. Name 3 pricing strategies. 3 seconds. Penetration pricing, price skimming, and competitive pricing, plus psychological pricing, cost-plus pricing, and loss leader. Question 4. What are the 4 stages of the product life cycle? 3 seconds. Introduction, growth, maturity, and decline. Question 5. What is market segmentation? 3 seconds. The process of dividing a market into distinct groups of customers who share similar characteristics in order to target marketing more effectively. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review that section of your notes. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points from today. Marketing is about identifying, anticipating, and satisfying customer needs profitably, not just advertising. The marketing mix consists of the 4 P's, product, price, place, and promotion, and they must all work together in an integrated way. Market research can be primary, original and specific, but expensive, or secondary, quick and cheap, but potentially outdated. Market segmentation divides customers into groups to allow more targeted, effective marketing. In your exam, always apply your answers to the case study context, build chains of reasoning, and in evaluation questions, reach a justified conclusion that weighs up the key factors. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck in your exam, and I'll see you in the next episode.